Welcome to Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of your life. This program is brought to you by Hidden with Christ Ministries of Tustin, California. Now, here's Rita with Keys to Victorious Christian Living.
Hello, friends. Today we are continuing in our study of words to the wise from the book of Proverbs. Today, I want to focus your attention on Proverbs chapter 18, verse 21. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. This powerful proverb gives us revelation from God into this gift that we call speech or the power of the tongue. Human beings are the only creatures created by God that have been given this amazing gift of speech. We know that God Himself, in whose image humankind was created, used speech or the power of words to create the earth. God said, "Let there be light," and we know Genesis records that light came into existence. And this same power of words spoken was given to human beings. And yet, the tongue, which the book of James says is such a little member in our body, can kindle a great fire. In other words, there's great power with this small member of our human body called the tongue. It is very powerful and often overlooked in the intensity of its power. Proverbs 18:21 makes it quite clear that death is in the power of the tongue and life is in the power of the tongue. We see people speaking words of death to their children, words that bring death to their hopes, death to their self-esteem, death to their very future, by the words spoken from adults in authority in a child's life. But we also see people speak life to one another. Words of encouragement bring life. Words of encouragement breathe life to the discouraged soul or heart of a person. The power of your speech, your tongue, your words should not be overlooked in your life. Guard your words with great diligence so that you are using your words only for the purpose that God intended. Proverbs 18:21 also tells us that the person who loves it or has affection for the tongue will eat the fruit of it. And this implies you'll have the fruit of what you say, whether good or bad, whether evil or well. You can do a great deal of good or a great deal of hurt, both to others or to yourself, according to the use that you make of your own tongue, the power of speech. Many a person has been his own death by a foul tongue, or caused the death of someone else, so to speak, by a false tongue. False witnesses have caused the death of a criminal, accused criminal who was actually innocent. The tongue has a tremendous amount of power, but God wants you to recognize the power given to you, guard it, and then use it according to His will. God wants you to walk in His will with regard to your speech. Most people are very casual about what they say. They don't think before they speak, and they certainly do not place a great value on the power of their own speech. I once was speaking with a young mother about the way she talked about her children and to her children. Her children were constantly having one crisis after another, sick, missing school, problem after problem, and this young mother spoke about her children and to her children with, "My kids are always sick," or to the children she would say, "Well, you're just sickly." And this continual flood of words set up an atmosphere in her home where the expectation for defeat was all around the children. I tried to gently explain this to this young mother to help her with the situation she faced, where she could never get victory with her children's school situations, their health, and many other problems they encountered from day to day. But she responded quite negatively and saying, "I simply don't believe I have that kind of power." And yet the Word of God is very clear. You do have that kind of power in your speech. Death, the Word of God tells us, and life are in the power of the tongue, and the person who loves it will eat the fruit of it. Will you be a person who loves the power of the tongue the way God intended for it to be utilized and guards it and then uses it in the will of God? It can be life transforming or it can be life defeating. Gary Smalley, in his book Leaving the Light On, said affirming words from moms and dads are like light switches. Speak a word of affirmation at the right moment in a child's life, and it's like lighting up a whole room full of possibilities. Words do have power. R.C. Sproul, who's a great Bible teacher and author, once wrote about an experience he had as a college professor. He said this, "I had a college student who was a victim of cerebral palsy. He was able to walk, but with great difficulty as his legs and arms would fly in all directions, out of control of the motor impulses which would make walking a normally simple task. His speech was slurred, slow, and agonizing, demanding great concentration on the part of the listener to understand. There was nothing wrong with his mind, however, and his sparkling personality and spontaneous smile were an inspiration to his classmates and to all who encountered him. One day he came to me, vexed by a problem, and asked me to pray for him. In the course of the prayer, I said something routine with words like, 'Oh God, please help this man as he wrestles with this problem.' When I opened my eyes, the student was quietly weeping. I asked him what was wrong, and he stammered his reply, 'You called me a man. No one has ever called me a man before.'" The power of words. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. That college professor unwittingly spoke words of life over this young man, a victim of cerebral palsy. He spoke a word of life to him, a word of encouragement. He called him a man. He spoke affirming words that went right to his very heart. God wants you to use your tongue, your words, to be words of encouragement and words of life everywhere that you go. Your words will frame your life, whether good or bad. They will frame your outlook on life. The words that you speak with your mouth will create an atmosphere in your home. They'll create an atmosphere in your workplace. They'll create an atmosphere when you are with other people. How do you use your words? Are you using them the way God intended? Mother Teresa, who's a famous and now deceased missionary to India, provided one of the most touching stories with regard to how you use your words to frame your world. Eileen Egan, who worked with Mother Teresa and with the Missionaries of Charity for 30 years, described Mother Teresa's outlook like this. "One day," Eileen wrote, "after my conversation had been filled with a litany of problems, Mother Teresa remarked, 'Everything is a problem. Why not use the word gift?' With that began a shift in my vocabulary. Shortly thereafter, we were to fly from Vancouver, Canada, to New York City. I was dismayed to learn that the trip had to be broken en route with a long layover, and I was about to inform Mother Teresa of the problem. Then I caught myself and I said, "Mother, I have to tell you about a gift. We have to wait 4 hours here, and you won't arrive at the convent until very late." From that time on, items that presented disappointments or difficulties would be introduced with, "We have a small gift here," or "Today we have an especially big gift." Your words will frame your world. Will you use your words to speak death over your world? Or will you use your words as God intended to be life-giving, thought-provoking, encouraging, uplifting? That's how God would have you use the power of the tongue that He has given to you. Proverbs 18:21, "Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and the person who loves it will eat the fruit of it." That's all the time we have for today. This is Rita Langland encouraging you. Have a victorious week. Hi, this is Rita Langland inviting you to consider becoming a partner with Hidden with Christ Ministries. Our partners are known as supply keepers. A supply keeper is one who helps to supply the temporal needs of a ministry that preaches the gospel over the radio waves around the world. Paul said about his own financial supporters that they were partakers of God's grace through partnership with him in the gospel. Would you like to be a partaker of God's grace by partnering with us to keep Keys to Victorious Christian Living on the air in your area? Then please call us at 1-866-HE-HEALS and ask for a supply keeper packet. We look forward to hearing from you. Call us at 1-866-HE-HEALS.
Thanks for joining us today for Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. If you would like to support this ministry, please write to us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. That's P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. Visit our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com, where you may order tapes or submit a prayer request. Or call us at toll-free 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, thanks for joining us for Keys to Victorious Christian Living.